Music has always been an agent of change. However, a debate whether that change is for the good or the bad is surrounding the rap music industry, specifically the segment called gangster rap. I'm Scotty Nell Hughes, and in this edition of 360 View, we're going to talk with rap music artist Bryson Gray about the wokeness of the industry and whether it's an honest reflection of its audience. Let's get started. Following the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas in March of 2022, Republican Representative Ronnie Jackson grew much fire when he said, "Kids are exposed to all kinds of horrible stuff nowadays. I think about the horrible stuff that they hear when they listen to rap music, the video games that they watch with all of this horrible violence." And he wasn't the only one who put the blame of the escalation of a violence in the streets of the United States on the rap music industry. In fact, since almost the beginning of the rise of rap and hip hop, critics have often tried to tie the genre to violent crime. In the 80s, one of the first targets was Run-DMC, who during the group's 1986 Raising Hell tour, police and journalists blamed its music for the violence occurring in towns that the group visited. This included a show in Long Beach, California, in which gang violence in the crowd also was largely blamed on rap. Atlanta rappers Young Thug and Gunna were among 28 defendants charged with Georgia's Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act in May of 2022 with conspiracy and street gang activity, with prosecutors quoting many of the rap artist's lyrics as motivation for the violence being committed in the streets. Even the current mayor of New York has been critical, saying, "We pulled Trump off Twitter for what he was spewing," Adams said, "yet we are allowing music displaying of guns and violence." But is it vilifying a genre of music just a scapegoat for the various problems society is facing? Is rap music just a reflection of these problems, which those in power actually refuse to address or even have created? Rapper Bryson Gray is a YouTube personality and content creator who is recognized for publishing conservative opinion pieces, Christian faith videos, and music on his self-titled channel. Now, his public support of former President Donald Trump during his presidency grew his music and his voice much attention, especially following the release of Let's Go Brandon, which went viral worldwide. Before this, however, Bryson had a very long-established career, even though he is only 31 years old, in the rap music industry, including performing alongside artists 50 Cent and many others. I figured if we were going to talk about the status of the rap music industry, why not get someone who has been a part of it for so many years? Bryson Gray, thank you so much for joining us here on the 360 View.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about what is the current status of the rap music industry?
Well, it's disgusting. It's murder, sex, violence, drugs. And, you know, back in the day, it used to be drug dealing. Now it's being addicted to the drugs themselves. People like Future and all these people you can tell, like Playboi Carti. You look at these people, you can tell they're hooked on, you know, they're hooked on drugs. So, I mean, it's flat out demonic. And, you know, but I wouldn't place the entire, I wouldn't say gang culture and rap is tied. You know what I'm saying? Because the mafia was doing the same thing, if not worse, during the time.
And right? There wasn't really music to them, unless you wanted to blame Frank Sinatra for everything that happened.
Exactly. So I wouldn't blame rap music for that. But now you sort of have to. And I'm using Chicago as an example. So I know a lot of the rappers from Chicago. And if you talk to them, you know, gang wars used to be over drugs, blocks. You know what I'm saying? People were breaking the street rules. Now it's not even that. Now people just want to kill people. And if you talk to people from the gangs, they will tell you. I have multiple podcasts with them. They say that people grow up wanting to be known as a shooter or wanting to be known as a killer. It has nothing to do with drugs. Like zilch, nada. They don't even care about drugs. Half these people are not even drug dealers. 90% of them are. If you go to Chicago, ask them. 90% of them are drug dealers.
And that's changed from prior, from the 80s, the 90s. That's a new...
It's a new thing.
It's a new world. And how is that help? Is that helping or hurting the culture in the area?
Of course, it's hurting it because you got people that their whole goal in life is to catch a body. You know what I'm saying? And then that culture in Chicago has actually spread it. So I'm from High Point, North Carolina. There's literally a page now. They call it drill. So this is where the drill culture comes from. And definition of drill is going to kill somebody. That's what drill is. So when you hear drill music, it's
There's actually music created with that intention and purpose right now.
Yeah, drill music.
And there are publishers that are actually publishing it, and YouTube that's allowing that to be on their platform.
Yes, drill music. Drill music is one of the most popular genres now. It started in Chicago, went to the UK, and that was New York drill. And I think New York drill is probably the most popular.
And the full intention is just to motivate people to go kill, or that you're talking about, you're going to go do it yourself.
Or to brag about people you've already killed. Yeah. Yeah, if you look it up, type in, like, a few artists from Florida.
And this is popular.
Yeah.
And they're not being censored. Of everything in this world right now that's being censored, of political voices, this type of music, why not? Is it because it's an artistic form?
Right, free speech. So if you type in people like Julio Fulio from Florida, I guess you can call it Florida drill, he made a song literally at the grave sites of his ops or opposition or rival gang members. And he had their pictures, dancing with their pictures because his side killed these people, like real kids. And then these kids' mothers do interviews crying. You know what I'm saying? Or if you go like to Chicago, a rapper named Chief Keef that everybody knows, he popularized this thing called smoking on Tuca. And everybody thought that was like meant I'm smoking weed. No. Tuca was a 15-year-old kid from Chicago that got shot, killed by his Chief Keef's gang. And Tuca is from the other gang. And I was a 15-year-old kid. And his mother does interviews also. So people, a lot of people really don't understand how deep this stuff goes, but this is what kids are listening to.
And that's why we're having a show like this, so people can understand. Because if you don't understand, if you don't even have knowledge about it, then there's no way to create the solution for this. So then the question is this kind of music more of a reflection of society as it is, or do you think it's more shaping and molding society for the future?
I think it's both. But I think one is more destructive, which is molding society for the future. As we said, everybody knows the conservatives still think that the crime in Chicago is because of drugs, right? So everybody knows that usually when you see crime, it's tied to drugs. The issue is that's not true anymore. Now it's really, I want to kill people from your gang so I can go brag about it. And then it just is, you know, back and forth with that. Now, even where I'm from, there's a whole Instagram page dedicated to the drill scene where I'm from, and everybody brags about who they killed, who they gang killed on live stream. And then they brag, you know, they mock the other person deaf. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually very demonic when you really start looking into it. So this is spreading out to Florida, people in the UK. If you go to the UK, stabbings went up when UK drill got popular. If you look at New York, they're saying crime is going up. That Democratic mayor you just brought up, crime is going up, is connecting it directly to drill music. Now, this has some evidence of it being true versus saying from the past gang culture is tied to rap music. You can't really say that. But now it's crazy.
Okay, so then you look at what is happening in the streets. How are publishers getting away with actually promoting this? I mean, if they're going to hold gun manufacturers possibly responsible for mass gun shootings in schools, why are they not holding these music labels of these artists responsible if they can directly tie the two together?
They're going to say freedom of speech and freedom of expression. That's what they're going to say. Because the mayor from New York already tried to ban drill music. And then he decided not to. I mean, you can ban this type of music, but they're citing freedom of speech, freedom of expression. The same thing conservatives say, we just get the short end of the stick. We still
they actually ban it.
They actually ban our stuff, right?
Right. Yours gets banned, but music that actually is celebrating the killing and taking life does not.
Yeah, I can literally show you three of my songs that you type in on YouTube, it can't come up. Like one of my followers may have posted it and able to get away with it, but you won't see it on my account because it got banned. You can type in Julio Fulio, Chief Keef, all the drill songs you can just cluster up in your mind and it will all be on YouTube right now. Music videos, everybody throwing up gang signs and everything.
Wow. So there is this call for politicians to be held accountable for actions, which some believe that are inspired by this rhetoric. So we talked about the music label, but what about these rap artists held accountable, like what we're seeing down in Georgia, that they are going to be held accountable legally for the actions which could be attributed to their lyrics, but will it even be enough? Will people go, oh, you went to jail for a year? Will that not possibly booster them?
Well, I don't think people can go to jail for their lyrics, because sometimes rappers lie, right? But the issue is they're connecting the lyrics to the actual crimes they're committing. Because it's popular now for rappers to confess their crimes.
That just sounds stupidity on that one. I just have to be honest with you on that.
It happens so much that it's actually insane, right? And, I don't know if you know, like, a rapper named King Von. Like, in a lot of his songs, he confessed to so much. And the only people that realize he confessed to it is people that understand the culture, right? So in those cases, when you connected, they should be punished for it. I think it's starting to happen. I think they tied King Von to, like, 6 murders. He's dead now, but after his death, they tied him to, like, multiple different murders that happened in Chicago.
But it's after they've already suffered the ultimate punishment for their music on that side of it. But that music still lives on. I mean, you still have kids replaying these songs. We're now repurposing the music from the 80s and 90s and beefing it up a little bit. That's just almost guaranteeing a long road of disaster. Where is this headed? Where is this going to, what kind of culture is this going to ultimately result in?
Oh, well, I mean, we're seeing it now. Like I said, the culture now is not drug dealer culture, trying to make money, right? It is, let's go kill the opposition. That's it. It's all about killing, 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 murder, 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 and that's the culture you're going to end up with. And that's what we see. That's what's happening. So we have the culture. It's just going to get worse. Now, how worse is it going to get? I don't know. Maybe the government going to say PERS like the movie or something. But I don't know. It's getting crazy though.
Okay, so then let's look at what the community's doing about this themselves. Obviously, people do not want people to continue to die within their community. Why are we not seeing an uprising against the music, up against the people that are creating, the people publishing it? Why aren't we seeing that from within? Because obviously, I don't think you're going to get that. Obviously, the pressure from the outside is going to do no good. If anything, make it bigger.
Well, the people in there view it as an opportunity to get out of that mess. So these rappers, they're not going to speak out. They don't really care because they view it as a way to get out of the hood, right? And this is something they've actually done. So they view it as a way to get out of the hood. The outsiders don't even understand how deep it goes. Like, I bet you half the stuff I just told you, you're probably like, what the crap? Is that crazy?
I have teenagers. You'd be shocked how much I was understanding.
Yeah. So. But it's like a lot of people don't understand what's actually is in this music. So when they're on TikTok singing along, what's that song? Desi Got Not.
Right.
Bro, got pop. They don't understand these are real people. They're just, you know what I'm saying? So,
so we're making it cool. That's a part of it. But is that not part of a bigger picture of manipulation of society, do you feel like? Do you feel like now, as much as rap artists are saying that they're trying to be free and they're trying to express themselves, that they're actually a part of a bigger manipulation game to actually continue to devastate a community?
Yes. How much money do you think is going into promoting these songs? Every song, let me tell somebody something. There's not a song you hear. If there's an artist signed to a record label, you do not hear a song from them that doesn't have a budget behind it. Depending on the artist, depends on the budget. But a lot of times, I got a friend whose song went gold. They put $250,000 into one song.
Just to make that happen on the show. Okay, so there's money involved.
Oh, there's always money.
But that's not money going back into the community. Why aren't we seeing some of these artists? They might want to get out of it. Why aren't they coming back into their community and putting some of the wealth? I mean, if they were inspired by their lifestyle growing up, by their community growing up, why aren't they putting that money back in to try to make it better?
All these celebrities, I've never walked into any of these hoods and seen a black person own one of the gas stations in the area. Never, it's never the person else from the hood. Why not? That's the question. Why not? See, that's the question I can't answer. I don't know.
So then, where are your churches? You said the mothers are doing the interviews, and you're right. Where are the churches? Where are those businesses? Why isn't there more of an outcry against this type of violence that's being promoted by this music?
Because the church sort of embraces a lifestyle. They don't embrace the music per se, but the church is worldly now. The church is watered down. Nobody is preaching the truth. Nobody is saying, listen, if you continue down this path, you are going to hell. That's not what's being taught in the churches for some odd reason, even though that's what's in the Bible. You can go to Revelation 21:8. You can go to Matthew 24 that tells you things are going to get worse. You can go to Ezekiel 3:18-19, which tells you it's our job to warn these people. The church don't bring up the Bible no more. It's all love, love, love. You can do whatever you want. Go kill 50 people. You're going to heaven anyway, you know, and that's the issue.
So ultimately this comes down, some would say rap is just a form of art, therefore should be held to a different standard. Or has rap music become activism and thus should be protected as a form of speech? How do you view the industry right now?
I do believe it should be music, period, not just rap. It should be protected under free speech, but it has to be applied equally. So, perfect example, Spotify has banned 3 of my songs. But all these songs I've talked about with you, they're all still up. So.
And your song, it's not about money. Your song could have just as many downloads as a Keys song, as we've learned. It can be just as famous.
Yeah.
So it's not about the dollar. It's more about the message involved in it.
Yeah, it's more about the message involved. What message they like to put out there. Because don't forget, I'm independent. These labels are pushing this demonic stuff on people with that paper. When you see someone on a Spotify playlist, I can't get on that Spotify playlist. It's impossible. Even if I make secular music, independent, it's kind of impossible. You got to be with them labels, them dollars.
We're going to continue this conversation with artist Bryson Gray right after this break. And we're going to ask the role of the rap industry in religious circles. I'm going to expand on that. We'll be right back.
March 20th, 2003, the U.S. Army and its allies invaded Iraq. May the 1st, 2003, U.S. President George Bush declared victory in the Iraq War.
في حديدة انفجرت عينة ومغطى بالتراب فانفجر عينة أحد أصدقائي توفى أنا رجلي انبترت وهاي رجلي تأذت
December the 30th, 2006 Saddam Hussein was executed
قرار من جورج بوش شخصي بعدم صدام
December the 15th, 2011 a ceremony was held in Baghdad to mark the end of the US military mission In reality the US Army is still in Iraq
نرى أن هنالك عدم استقرار في هذا البلد المستويات خط الفقر بدأت تتصاعد
We are back with Bryson Gray, who before his song Let's Go Brandon went viral, he took the stage with well-known artists, rap artists like 50 Cent and others, and wants to continue this conversation about the rap music industry. And is it getting a bad rap, per se? We talked about the social media platforms, TikTok, YouTube, others. Some might look at you know what, you don't like it? Go somewhere else. Is that the right way to handle if would there be enough notification if people like yourself took your voice off these platforms? Or is it better to try to grow that sort of influence and those sort of the positive side on things like TikTok and Spotify and others?
I feel like you have to do both, but I feel like one of the end goals should be creating a parallel economy. Because, perfect example, I'm on YouTube, right? But last year, I spent, almost the entire year with two strikes on my channel. You know, after one more, what happens?
You're done.
I don't even curse. Why is that? Medical misinformation, hate speech, things of this nature. So it's not fair. And I feel like we're not even playing the game. We're just getting controlled in the game. And we're trying to work within a game that we don't even control. So I do think we should be creating parallel economies all the time. I mean, you have to. So I think we should do both.
And that's that side of the positive rap music that would be able to get out there. I know you're trying to grow other rap artists that are alongside you in the message that you want to send. Bryson, this has me a little perplexed because the black community has always been known. That is the one thing. They have a strong spiritual foundation. Yet you listen to some of the top work for the artists today, and they are a far cry from the principles taught by any major religion, not just Judeo-Christian values. The promotion of sex, violence, and drugs are often themes. So where is this disconnect, and when did it happen? Who's behind it?
Fathers. There's not a lot of fathers in the home. I'm not lucky. Thanks to God, I grew up with both of my parents. But there's no fathers in the home. So a father gives the, you know, oh, this is about to be kind of controversial. But the father gives a strong hand, and I know there's a lot of you know good single mothers out there. But a woman can't give a man a strong hand. It's that's not the balance God created. So when you don't have that, that already creates an imbalance in the child. And so when the child grow up, now, if you're a single mother, no father in the home, you can't homeschool, right? You probably can't afford private school. You're going to public school. I mean, I went to public school. Every bad thing I ever learned in my life I learned in public school. Listen to me, you know. So that's where you learn everything. That's where you're influenced by the teachers. You're influenced by the culture, because the culture is there in that school. Everybody dressed in a certain way. You know what rap music is popular. You know what's going on. So that's where the entertainment all plays a part, because everybody's being influenced by the entertainment. And then you're being influenced by everybody around you who's influenced by the entertainment. And that's where the culture comes from. That's the disconnect, because church is popular among the black folk, you know what I'm saying? So.
It's probably more well attended. I mean, every Sunday morning, it's still there, and even during COVID, I think there were still packed houses, where other churches are seeing definitely a decline in membership and audience. You're not seeing that, and yet you have this. But I find it really curious, because I've never heard somebody not say, it's what you said, that it's always the fathers, it's the black. Where are they going? Why are we not strengthening? Why is that still? And it's not just our generation. The generation before us says the same. So why is there not doing a better job of getting the fathers back into the households, if that is seen to be such a major issue that is causing these problems?
I'm going to give you a reason. And it's not, I'm going to give you multiple reasons. But one of them is because if you're living off the government and you have a man in the home, you get taken off. I have an aunt that literally happened to.
So literally, the government is disincentivizing people to have a father in the home.
Listen, correlation doesn't always equals causation, but it should be interesting. If you look up when this country introduced full-scale welfare, and looked up when the single motherhood rate started rising, not only in the black community everywhere, but mainly in the black community, when you look at that, it's a very interesting time correlation there.
Yeah, AKA, it's exactly the same. Like, it's hard not to look. The numbers are exactly the same.
Yeah, so, I mean, then outside of that, it's sin. Fornication, everybody knows, if you have sex, you can potentially get somebody pregnant. This is like, one-on-one life. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool to sexualize everything. Like, when I was in ninth grade, my entire goal was to not be a virgin anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what was cool. If you was a virgin, you was lame. You know what I'm saying? So when you're promoting sin and condoning sin, that's going to lead to more single mothers. That's going to lead to less fathers in a home, because you didn't want to have this baby with this person, and everybody's selfish, because in the United States, it's me, 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 me culture. That's all that happens in this world, is me, 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 me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know I had sex, which means I could potentially have a child, but that child might ruin my life. Not the decision I made didn't ruin it with
right. The
sex, but
the child.
Yeah, the child ruined it. So I need to get, we got to go kill the baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's the me, 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 me culture that's ruining everything in this country.
And does rap music encourage that? Does that?
Of course it does.
And I don't want to put everybody together, because you are known as a Christian conservative rap artist, and you attribute your own music success because your music is well written and has a great beat to make it competitive in the mainstream. Could the rap music industry ever be overtaken and made popular by a majority of artists like yourself, especially if they're trying to get away from this me, me, me culture?
It could be if a lot of Christians and conservatives would stand up and make it. Once again, we proved it with Let's Go Brandon. And by the way, I mean, it's not just rap music. Pop music is all about sex. Even modern country music is about sex and trucks and getting drunk. I mean, all these genres, rock music a lot of times about doing drugs. I listen to all types of music. EDM music, same thing, getting drunk every time. So all this stuff leads to sin. I feel like rap culture got that and murder. So it's like the double whammy. But we can compete. We proved it. It's just about consistently doing it. And the reason why is because it's just human nature, because we have to work harder to make something like that happen, because we're censored. You know what I'm saying? We don't have the budget, so we can't put it in front of your face first. You know what I'm saying? You sort of have to seek it out. It's going to be hard, but, I mean, we've proven we could do it.
Has the rap music industry been as affected by the woke movement as all of the other genres of art today?
Yes. I feel like it started a little late, but man, is it happening fast. People forget, like, less than 10 years ago, Eminem was literally threatening the LGBT community in his music, right? And it's funny, you know what I'm saying? It's funny, and nobody, people got mad, but it's like Eminem didn't care. He would come back 10 times harder, you know what I'm saying?
He wouldn't do that today.
Oh, heck no. What? He came out on stage with Elton John, put the hand up, you know. It's over for that. So the wokeness has gotten into it. Now you see a lot of rappers painting their nails, like Kid Cudi. Now you see rappers in dresses. What's funny enough, though, if you look at the it's not well received, really. You know what I'm saying? It is by a certain crowd. When you see people in these dresses and painted nails, they get laughed at in the comment section, because it's like, I don't know where y'all from. Where I'm from, we don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, they're pushing it now, not for us. I'm a millennial. They pushing it now to normalize it for the youngest coming up. Mm-hmm. The youngest coming up, they don't care. They listen to Playboi Carti. They listen to NBA Youngboy and his painted nails. They listen to all these rappers with these dresses on. I don't know if they listen to Lil Nas X. I ain't seen nobody in the streets play Lil Nas X. Nobody twerking. Nobody want
to
see nobody
go
twerking.
Go out to the suburbs. Go out there. That's, I think so. Lil Nas X famous. I think he knew that from day one. Which brings me actually to my next question, because there is this satanic panic that's going on amongst a lot of the suburbs today, but also probably a lot of cultures, because it's happening in pop culture. You see Lil Nas X in his blood tennis shoes, Sam Smith in his Grammy performance, and is it just targeting just the gay artists, or is there justification for this alarm with all genres right now, that you feel like there's more Satanism in today's music than possibly in music before?
Oh, it's for sure in all genres. It's been in all genres for a while, but now it's just being more so in popular genres. So you got pop music, you got rap, you got R&B. Now you're starting to see it more so in there. And the reason why, I think everybody has their conspiracy theories. Mine is they're just trying to openly mock Christianity now. I think the whole goal is to mock you. Because they already got the culture. Now then they're just trying to demoralize people of faith. So we don't be bold.
Is it just Christianity? I mean, we find that people of Judaism, Muslim behavior, there's still these common principles that all faiths do share.
The principles, yes. But as we've seen with people I'm not going to name, if you say something about, mock Judaism, mm-hmm. or Jews, even if you mock secular Jews, we see what happens with that.
There is backlash on that side.
If you mock Muslims gonna pop out.
But what about the principles that come out? Why is it the Muslims will be able to speak out probably more emboldened than necessarily Christians are right now? Christians just still go and buy the CD.
I can tell you why, because Muslims, they get taught from their book. So Muslims are more obedient, and Muslims are more into their faith than Christians are. Christians, 90% of the time, you can't tell the difference between a Christian and a worldly person, right? With a Muslim, you can easily tell the difference. So they follow their book. That's why they'll step out. They push some stuff like that. They tried it before to push the LGBT in a Muslim school. Ooh, they had to change it within a week. They don't play about that. We play about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's different.
And still trying to get along. Okay, so in the future, where does the rap music industry go? Do you have high optimism that your type of music, that you'll see a rebellion in this next generation? They're tired of dying in the streets. They're tired of their politicians not condemning it. Do you think we could see a revival or rebellion, take what you want,
yes,
from what's going on today?
Yes. I mean, because you're starting to see a lot more artists like myself coming out. You're starting to see a lot more biblical artists coming out. So you have Christian artists that do the lovey-dovey, God loves everyone. I got a new car because of God. Cute. I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, right? It's cute. But you're starting to see more biblical Christian artists come out and give you that wrath of God, too, that's in that Bible that everybody forget about. So you're starting to see it, and I think a rebellion is happening. Will it completely take over? It'll be a battle. We'll see.
It's a battle like every other God, that we're dealing right now with, yeah, every other culture.
But we know who's going to win in it.
Or if we're going to suffer revelation. Bryson Gray, great to speak with you. Thanks
you
for
too.
Joining
Thank
us.
You.
And I'm Skynell Hughes. This has been your 360 view of the news affecting you. Thanks for watching.